This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Amazed by the Quran, a series in which I like sharing with you things I find amazing about the Quran. Today I'm going to compare two places in the Quran in which the Prophet is given, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the same instruction. And that instruction is not to be overwhelmed, and not to feel constricted because of the schemes that the enemy makes. Okay, so Allah says, "Wala taku fi dayqin mimma yamkurun." Don't be put in discomfort and constriction in your chest as a result of the schemes that they make. Mimma yamkurun. And this occurs in Surah An-Nahl. It occurs again in Surah An-Naml. Same exact words, except there's a little bit of a subtlety and a difference in the two of them. Even though in the English translation they pretty much come out the same. Don't be stressed, or don't let your chest be constricted as a result of what they scheme. And yet in the Arabic, one says la taku for don't be. Don't, the first part of it, don't be saddened, or don't be overwhelmed, or don't feel constricted. The don't be part is la taku. And in the other one is la takun. The noon is kept. Which is actually absolutely incredible. Because when you do that in the Arabic language, when you take a negative, like don't be, and you take a letter off of it, because typically you're supposed to say la takun, you keep the noon. And you took it off, you took an extra letter off of it, and instead of saying la takun, you ended up saying just la taku. What you're actually saying is, don't be at all, okay? I don't want you to be this way at all. Not even a little bit. Not even so little that I won't even give you the whole word. Like, you took away from the word to add to the prohibition of what's being said, okay? Don't be this much, even in not even finishing the entire word. Okay, so taking away from a negative adds to the negativity, adds to the prohibition, right? So the way to translate, I would argue, la taku fi dayqin would be, don't be in constriction at all, not at all. And on the other, it's actually a more standard, don't feel constricted, don't be in sadness, and don't be in stress because of what schemes they make. Okay, so it's a more normal expression. What's remarkable about that is in Surah An-Nahl, the ayah before, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُقِبْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. If they have made advances against you, and if they have retaliated against you, then retaliate in a way that you have been retaliated against. And if you could remain patient, and if you can remain steadfast, then that's certainly better for those who are able to do so and remain steadfast. وَصْبِرْ, and remain patient. In the next one, first he said you could retaliate, then he said patience is better, then he went on and said just be patient. Wasbir, وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And your patience and your perseverance is actually entirely dependent on Allah and no one else. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ, and don't grieve over them. وَلَا تَكُوا فِي ضَيْقٍ, and don't you dare be, don't be at all in any sadness because of the schemes that they make. This ayah, arguably, according to many mufassirun, was revealed at the occasion of Uhud. After 70 martyrs of the Battle of Uhud, 70 of the Muslims were killed and their bodies were mutilated, including the uncle of the Prophet. And the Prophet was overwhelmed over the things that the Quraysh did. How could they do this to one of their own even? Even in battle, they used to have some nobility. But to do this, you know, and this was not an occasion to just casually say to the Prophet, don't be in stress, don't be in sadness, don't be in constriction. But rather the volume of it had to be raised. And it had to be said in a very powerful way, because this is a very, very stressful situation and a very stressful time. So وَلَا تَكُنْ just wouldn't cut it. لَا تَكُوا فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. Don't be stressed, don't be overwhelmed over the schemes that they've made. He had to, Allah Azza wa Jalla, kind of juice the statement far more by removing the noon. And on the other hand, Allah describes nations that came before. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Go travel in the land, see other nations and what came of them. So this is actually an ayah about the Prophet preaching his message in Mecca. People aren't taking him seriously. And he says, look, people came before and they were destroyed. And that makes the Prophet sad. Like, if they came and they were destroyed before because they didn't listen to prophets, what's going to happen to these people if they don't listen to me? And there he said, yeah, but don't be sad over the schemes that they make. I don't want you to be sad. Still continue to do your work. Even though this is a stressful situation, if you compare the level of stress between seeing 70 mutilated bodies and being overwhelmed at the sadness of Uhud, where the Prophet himself was almost killed, alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, إِذْ تُصْعِدُونَ وَلَا تَلْوُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ, when you were climbing up the mount and not even turning around and looking at anybody, comparing that to the situation of what he was going through in Mecca, Certainly, the second situation is far more stressful, and the emotional stress is captured in the removal of the noon, la takun. Again, in English translation, it's going to come across almost as identical. You know, if I ever write a translation one day, it won't be identical. But, you know, for now, what you read in translation for the most part is, don't be in grief, don't be in grief. Don't be in stress, don't be in stress. And they're identical. And they're not. They're really not in the Arabic, subhanAllah. This is what I truly find amazing about the Quran, how emotions, how entire sentiments are captured. The intensity of a situation is captured just by the way Allah speaks. Not just what He says, but how He says it. And how He says it in an intensified way in one place and in a more normalized way in the other. So you can weigh the two and balance speech. You know, what it gives me an appreciation of is just speech itself, the gift of speech itself. You could say the same thing, but when you say it and how you say it and how much you stress and how much you take stress off, that is actually all part of wisdom. You don't just speak in the same tone all the time. You have to gauge a situation and speak, and that's actually a divine attribute to put the right kind of weight on the words at the right occasion when necessary and remove that weight at the right occasion when necessary. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us appreciate and love more and more the wonder and perfection of this Quran. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. If you want to see more videos from this series, click on the box at the top. If you want to see other videos, click on the box at the bottom. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.